And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Republican legislative leaders continue to scramble to distract attention from the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court, with a Republican majority that includes President Trump's appointee, unanimously ruled they violated the Constitution by racially gerrymandering state legislative districts. Last week, they not only refused a call by Governor Roy Cooper to convene a special session to draw new districts, they feigned outrage that he would suggest it. Never mind that the court ruling means the General Assembly is currently conducting business representing districts that violate the Constitution, or that the voters of the state deserve to know what the new districts look like as soon as possible. Legislative leaders instead mounted an all-out rhetorical attack on Governor Roy Cooper. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger told the Associated Press he didn't make the decision lightly to refuse Cooper's call of a special session and added this gem of a quote, "We need to be serious about what the Constitution requires." Well, the U.S. Supreme Court says the Constitution requires legislative districts that aren't racially gerrymandered. Maybe Berger should try that if he wants to be serious. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.